COVID-19 has presented itself as a major test of the resolve and the resilience of the Vincentian people and the Vincentian health system in particular. I'd like to commend at this point the people who have been working in health, the chief medical officer, the medical officer of health, and all the other support agencies. NEMO, of course, there is the health subcommittee, health services committee of NEMO, the health task force with respect to COVID. All of these people at the ports, even the police, nurses out in the communities, those at the hospitals, at the isolation centers, everybody have come together to ensure that this country is safe. Of course, there are some disappointments, some regrets that we've had, because I don't think enough people who are working in the health system are taking this as seriously as they should. In the sense that you have too many people who are not vaccinated, even though we have a vaccination drive trying to get the entire country to be vaccinated. So apart from the fact that you have a challenge with the public, you have a challenge with your own people. And that is unfortunate. I'm disappointed in that. I didn't expect that. I thought they would have been at the forefront, or most of them would have been at the forefront. But I think the anti-vaxxers and the conspiracy theorists got to them first.